There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like. We're here on this Saturday evening edition of the program. We're live, as we are 7 nights a week, with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there. You can submit content right to the front page of the site and vote on what you like and what you don't. Everything that's on the front page was submitted by listeners like you. News articles, YouTube videos, blog posts, whatever you think's interesting, whatever you think our listeners will appreciate and want to vote up, hopefully. Go to freetalklive.com to get interactive there. For those of you just tuning in, protests are going on all around the country, different cities. Like Oakland, Boston, and New York City, 50,000 people approximately on the Facebook event for the New York City March had indicated their attendance, and it looks like there's at least 50,000 people in the streets based on some of these pictures there. They've shut down the Brooklyn Bridge. I don't know what the status of the bridge is at this moment, but in the last hour it had been shut down with protesters. And it's
I'd be willing to sell it to you if you'd like.
You know a guy? Who knows a guy? So anyway, you can comment on the police lack of accountability. Where are these protests going to go? What can they really lead toward? I mean, are they going to shut down the war on drugs because of some protests? No, of course not. In fact, the police are doing everything they can to continue the furtherance of the war on drugs. In most places, just this week, we talked about asset forfeiture a moment ago on the program, and myself and a few other activists went to the local city council meeting here in Keene. It was actually a committee meeting, and they were hearing from the police chief, who was trying to get them to approve, as they always do, approve some asset forfeiture. So basically the city cops helped the DEA do a couple of drug raids in a different county, and I guess the DEA decided they were going to cut them 10%. Apparently they in some cases make as much as 80%.
Wow.
On these drug raids.
Going for a commission?
That's correct. Now the commission depends on, I guess, their level of involvement. So these didn't happen.
What else would it depend on?
Right, they didn't happen in our county, and they only had one detective assigned, and so it was only 10%, but it could be as much as 50 to 80% is what they said it usually is. And so we went there to speak out against asset forfeiture, which, by the way, if you don't know what that is that when the cops bust somebody for drugs, typically, they can take their car or take their house or take the cash and then essentially charge those things with a crime, which, of course, since cash is an inanimate object, it can't
difficult for it to defend itself.
Hire, even though it is cash, it can't hire its own attorney. And so basically the cash gets convicted and then handed over to the DEA, who then apparently hands a good chunk of it directly back to the police departments involved. And so we spoke out against asset forfeiture and spoke against prohibition, reminded the city councilors that prohibition actually of alcohol ended over 81 years ago as of December 5th, and that yet here we are again going through the motions of prohibition yet again with the same deleterious effects of prohibition with, you know, people dying because of bad drugs and cops being corrupt and, you know, all kinds of things.
Same stuff.
Shootings, murders.
Different generation.
Gang warfare, etc., corruption. And so, you know, we made some really solid points over a period of several minutes there in front of the city councilors. And, of course, they voted 4-0 to accept the asset forfeiture money from the DEA. So there's a lot of work.
But what else would they do, really, in that circumstance?
Well, they're not going to stand up against the police because the cops do. The city councilors, at least around here, do whatever the hell the police want them to do. When the cops wanted to get their Bearcat, their armored personnel vehicle with the gun turrets and everything, the gun ports and all that, the city councilors actually heard from more people on that issue against the accepting of the Bearcat than any other thing. Like 90%, 80 to 90% of the contacts they received from people in town and people who work in town and visit was, do not take this militarized tank. We don't want it here. It's not right for Little Keene, New Hampshire, which is a, you know, small town or small city of 25,000 people. It's an optimistic city at best. And the city councilors still voted for it. They didn't care.
It looks like free money. In this case of the asset forfeiture money, it looks like free money to them.
Looks like doing the bidding of the police to me. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Adam. He's in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Adam.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I was thinking about the whole debate between the whole body cameras and, like, the drawbacks and the benefits of it.
Yeah.
And also, the gentleman earlier that called in, he was talking about sheriffs deputizing people and how you'd prefer to have professionals. And what I'm seeing is that society kind of is kind of a vacuum being created of, like, legitimate, like, law enforcement and security. So I was wondering, what do you think would be the hurdles for, like, a prevailing, like, private security force from, like, being employed by communities, and then kind of like how Gandhi says, create your own system, and the old system will kind of diminish, whereas people would call the private security before they would call the police.
Well, first of all, it's happened in some places where some towns have decided to fire all the government cops, basically shut down their police department, and hire private security. That's happened. But to
create, happens in a lot of gated communities.
But to create your own private security alternative in the same place where the police still exist would likely get that private security alternative targeted for being a competing gang, unless, of course, they went and they begged for permission from the police to exist in the first place.
Right. The judicial branch loves its monopoly, and it employs the executive branch, which loves its monopoly, to do its bidding in that circumstance. So, I mean, even if you really couldn't operate the way we operate today with private security, other than them sort of ignoring certain laws that they didn't feel were worth enforcing, and that would be a step in the right direction, but you'd still be, it wouldn't stop police from stepping over them anytime they felt like it.
Well, do you think there'd be any sort of future in people running for office on a platform that, you know, we're going to get a privatized security force that only handles crimes that involve victims and kind of aren't obligated by law?
I think that's a great idea. I think there's no better time than now to create a political platform that focuses on getting the police in control. I mean, this is a good time for it.
I think in the future we will be, our consciousness will teleport between robot bodies, so I have no clue what the politicians will do at that point.
No, but I think that's a good idea, Adam. I don't know how well it'll go over there in Massachusetts. I mean, it's going to be a tough road.
Get out of there.
It's going to be a tough road anywhere you try that.
I'm moving up to New Hampshire here within a year or so.
Oh, fantastic. So does that mean you've signed the pledge, the statement of intent over at freestateproject.org?
Not yet. It's a
what are you waiting
technical
for?
Issue where I was originally a New Hampshire citizen, and I joined the military, and so since I was still a New Hampshire citizen, I
doesn't
couldn't
matter.
Really sign up.
Doesn't no, you, I don't know if you've read the pledge, but the pledge only says you have to move to New Hampshire after, you know, signing the pledge at some point. You know, usually the typical, for those who know what we're talking about, Free State Project, freestateproject.org, the idea is let's move liberty-minded people, people who care about freedom, all to the same place, libertarians, voluntarists, anarchists, whatever. Move them all to, or as many of them as possible, to one geographic area, and that is New Hampshire. The statement is that you'll move to New Hampshire, so you're not living in New Hampshire now, so therefore you can sign the statement of intent at freestateproject.org, and then when you move, you will have fulfilled your promise. So you are absolutely qualified. I mean, is he qualified, Mark? Is he
yes.
qualified? Yeah, you're totally qualified, Adam. So we'll look forward to seeing you here.
Yeah, definitely. I love the Free State Project. I tell all my friends about it. I'm pretty sure I got a few other people. The Fire of Liberty started under them, and they're thinking about doing it as well.
Yeah, let's get them up here. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
I only see the Free State Project and Bitcoin as hopes for human freedom currently.
And it just so happens that New Hampshire is a real hotbed for Bitcoin action and Bitcoin businesses accepting Bitcoin. And there's even the Bitcoin ATM guys from Lamassu that they're based in New Hampshire. So there's a real Bitcoin kind of universe up here, and it's only getting better. Let's go to Ray. He is listening in Des Moines. Ray, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you doing? It's
Welcome.
Good to talk to the Free Staters. I've been reading about you guys over the years.
Oh, cool. Well, welcome.
Taking your show, Reverend Ray Green here. I'm a cannabis activist, marijuana legalization reform efforts here in Iowa.
Cool.
And I just wanted to point out that and I've been in management. I've been in employee field. For 25 plus years, coworkers, and we'd rather have marijuana smokers among coworkers than alcoholics and not crackheads.
Yeah.
I mean, people aren't, you know, employers and management's not saying they'd rather have crackheads than drinkers. They're saying they'd rather have weed smokers than drinkers.
Well, of course.
I would agree with that statement, too. I mean, if you're a manager, just imagine for a second, you can't control that your employees are going to enjoy mood-altering substances at some point or another. What would you prefer them enjoy the night before? Do you want them to have to drink a fifth of whiskey and come in hungover or not come in at all? Or do you want them to smoke some marijuana? Because they'll be fine, generally.
Hey, Ray, if you
want
to hang on, we can bring it back here in a moment for a further thought from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. You can also join us via Skype at username lrn.fm. There's more Free Talk Live coming up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Gabino lives in Palcapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 12, 2014, gold opened at $1,216.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,261.34, $630.67 for a half ounce, or $315.33 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,261.34, $630.67, and $315.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free to take control of the airwaves. We are kind of on the police accountability subject here as protests are continuing all around the country tonight. Millions of people, well, that's what they wanted, but they probably got thousands, tens of thousands of people.
Tens of thousands.
In the streets in New York City. It's big. This is a big protest for the United States that's happening tonight. It's been going on since 2 o'clock in regards to police violence and the basic, almost total lack of accountability for the police and their violence. We'll continue. You're welcome to comment on that or bring up anything that you want. There's actually another protest happening in the United Kingdom that has nothing to do with police. It has to do with pornography. I'd like to talk about that, too. So we'll get to that when we get a chance. Your calls, of course, come first here at 855-450-FREE. Plus, if you get online, you should be concerned about your privacy. And if you don't yet have ProXPN, well, you have no excuse because it's free, so you can go and grab it and try it out. ProXPN.com/FTL. Why do you want this? Because it encrypts your internet connection. Right now, your ISP, your service provider, whether it be your cell phone company or your cable modem or whatever, they are probably logging all of the websites you're visiting, all of the search terms you're entering, maybe keeping those logs for up to 5 years. You can put a stop to that by going and getting ProXPN. Their software is free. You can download it for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices. Linux users, setup's a little different for you, but it's pretty easy to get rolling with Linux. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Get started there. When you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, now that gives you unlimited bandwidth. That you're definitely going to want. Servers around the world that you can connect to. You can privately torrent with their premium account, and you can get past regionally blocked websites. You ever been to one of those, like the BBC or some page where you want to watch a video and it says, "We're sorry, but this is only good for people in the United Kingdom." Like they're blocking you based on the part of the world you're in. Well, if you've got ProXPN, you connect to their UK server in London, and you get to watch that video. So it's pretty handy.
Without having to pay their TV tax.
Yeah, exactly. ProXPN.com/FTL. That is what you need. There's a code, by the way. Code FTL50 gets you 50% off the price of the annual account, which is an awesome deal. It breaks it down to about $5 a month. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. That's ProXPN.com/FTL. Code FTL and the number 50 all run together as one word. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Michael. He's in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Michael, listening to WIS.
Hi.
Hey there.
Hi, accountability. I like what you're talking about tonight. Before I give my view, I'd like to get yours. What do you think needs to be done to make police departments and prosecutors more accountable?
Well, I think we touched on it a little earlier, but we'll go over it again here. I think a big step in the right direction would be to end prohibition. End prohibition on drugs, end prohibition on prostitution, gambling. Take away the ability for the police to harass people and to steal money and, take away so many opportunities to do no-knock raids where they need all this. They claim they need all this militarized equipment to ostensibly keep them safe from those dastardly pot dealers. Who are just so violent and dangerous, and you take away the opportunities to use the tools of destruction that they have, and there'll be less heads busted in, fewer dogs will be shot, and people will be safer as a result of that. I think that's one major step that can be taken. The cameras on police are a good proposal. That's a good proposal, and I think that the more transparency these departments have, that's also a good idea. Do you have Mark? Do you have anything you want to add? Add to those?
No, those are the
three quickies.
Yeah, those are the ones I'd.
Oversight, I think, is always a good idea, too. And having some, and maybe not having the police investigate themselves. I don't know who it would be that would do it, that you could trust to do it. But you certainly, when the police investigate themselves, I don't think they're being very honest.
If I was to put together an investigation unit, I would create an entirely different department, and it would be statewide, and they would not come in contact with other law enforcement officials. If I hired them, I'd hire them from out of state, which makes them less likely that they they would be, you know, from departments that they'd be, investigating. Because when I worked with closely with law enforcement, what I saw was that the investigator was promoted up through the department,
mm-hmm.
and then it was his job to investigate the complaints. And basically, what it looked like to me from where I sat was it was his job to make it all look fair, so the officers were held accountable, mm-hmm. but that, you know, he worked and partied and did everything with these folks.
Michael, your thoughts?
Excellent. Well, I don't know how any of the suggestions you just made would apply to the Ferguson situation, but I would go to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights for the Ferguson situation, and I appeal to Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia on that basis, who concluded that the whole thing was a travesty for this reason. We don't use grand juries to get cops and prosecutors off scot-free. We use grand juries to keep cops and prosecutors from indicting on their own citizens and ruining their name just by virtue of the charge.
Well, unfortunately, it doesn't work that way, right? Like, the grand juries are basically in the pocket of the prosecutors, which would be another potential change, right, to where it's not the county prosecutors who's the only person who can approach a grand jury. I think anybody should be able to approach a grand jury, at the very least somebody besides essentially one of the cops. And what if the average person could go in and make a pitch to a grand jury?
Why shouldn't the average person be able to go in? And how are you going to hold your government accountable if the average person can't? Because currently, grand juries are spoon-fed their information through the district attorney and the state's attorney. That's any kind of check on government?
Hey, thanks, Michael, for your call tonight. I do appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And the more accountability that we can have, the more steps we can take towards that, the better off we're going to be. And in regards to the grand juries, it's a really closed process. I don't even know how it really works. All I know about in New Hampshire is it's like 23 people, and you have to have half the grand jury, or a majority, I guess, of the grand jury in order to return a true bill against somebody. And basically, mm-hmm. it's a rubber stamp where, you know, they kind of just do whatever it is they're told to do by the prosecutor, because, well, they're a professional and they must know what they're doing. And, you know,
they only have to get 50-50, too. So in that case,
51%, I think.
Fine, 51% is all they have to do is get 51%. To agree with them for the indictment. Relatively easy. Even if you have somebody in there who's skeptical of government overreach and victimless crimes and that sort of thing, they're just going to be voted down every time.
Yep. So there's some suggestions.
Don't forget that the government has a huge advantage, because the government's always right in people's minds. Don't forget, the vast majority of the public went to government school.
Yeah.
What a surprise! They have indoctrination centers, and we all think that they're a bunch of good, just paladins only out there for their own, out there to protect us all. It's ridiculous.
So by no means have we created an exhaustive list of some of the changes that could be made to increase accountability of these government cops. I mean, obviously the ideal sort of liberty solution would be to have competing options in protection, to where a real check on accountability, the ultimate check on accountability would be your ability to not give them money, ultimately. Because
that's what the founding fathers did with the British.
It was pulled their funds.
Yes. They pulled their taxes.
So, I mean, you've got 50,000 people in the streets in New York City. If those 50,000 people, instead of just holding signs, withheld the money that would go to the police department, oh my, would that be a game changer? They don't have room for 50,000 people in the jails in New York City. They got big jails, but they don't have that much room.
Nope.
To add that many people. More coming up.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you may dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have there for you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com.
In Freedom's Cause. In Freedom's Cause is an audio CD set. And it is, you'd think when you listen to this that this was the soundtrack of a movie. I mean, not even a soundtrack, it's the audio from a movie ripped into CD. But it's not. There's no movie involved in it. It has its own score. It has big name actors like Skandar Keynes from Chronicles of Narnia, James Cosmo from Braveheart, Billy Boyd from Lord of the Rings, Joanne Froggatt from Downton Abbey. It is incredibly well done, historically accurate, and one of the greatest stories of the struggle for human freedom of our time. The story of William Wallace and Robert the Bruce and Scottish independence. There are a lot of parallels between Scottish independence and U.S. independence, and I think that the Declaration of Arbroath is a great example. Just go to infreedomscause.com and listen to the audio that's there. I think you'll be really impressed by what you hear. They have a really great website. But we have a special code for you to save 50% off. This is an incredible gift, especially for the young people in your life. This, you can get the family four-pack. That's four gifts that you can give to different folks. And, you know, they'll get this compelling, you know, set that will really sort of talk to them about the struggle for liberty at the same time. And you can get it for half price. Just go to InFreedomsCause.com. There's obviously no apostrophe on the internet. So InFreedomsCause.com, all one word, and use coupon code FTL when you check out, when you buy the family four-pack, and you'll get it for half price. Coupon code FTL, InFreedomsCause.com.
Police accountability, it's on a lot of people's minds, but how do we actually get from here to there? You're welcome to share your ideas with us. In the news right now, the Millions March NYC, there are a lot of pictures being posted all over Twitter, tagged pound Millions March NYC, and you know, lots of people in the streets, thousands, tens of thousands of protesters opposing the violence of the police and the lack of accountability for those violent police. Where are the good cops? Let's talk to Dennis in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dennis.
Yeah, hi there. Yeah, I just want to say that in my experience, in my, I'm going to tell you how old I am, 68, all right? I've lived on both coastlines, a lot of places in between. Well, I usually make my living as a trucker getting around, but I found in the neighborhoods that I've lived in this, like I say, all over the country, the safest and best neighborhoods I've lived in is when we, who live there, we are our own police. Anything comes up, we deal with it.
Yeah, Neighborhood Watch. They're a very effective group of folks. And, Dennis, thanks for your call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. When you take responsibility for your own protection and security as, you know, a community, it makes more sense because you're right there. In fact, the Peacekeeper app is going to help people do this more as time goes on. This is a new app. It's available for iPhone and Android, or iPad, iPhone, Android. These are the different devices.
Yeah,
available.
Peacekeeper.
Peacekeeper. It, from Derek J. told me, Mark, that it is now free.
Oh,
so
great.
It started out $3. They lowered the price to $1. Now they've lowered it to free, and I think that's the best thing they could have done because it was hard to get people to adopt an app that, you know, hey, download this app. Well, how do I – maybe I want to try it before I pay for it, you know, that kind of thing. So finally, there's no more excuse to not have this app. Because it's a great idea. So the idea behind the Peacekeeper app is you open it up, and it gives you selections of different options of things that could happen to you. Disastrous things like an abduction or a medical emergency. There's three or four different options. And so, you know, medical emergency, you punch that button, and then if you've got other friends or neighbors who also have the Peacekeeper app, then they receive an alert through their app saying, Mark is having a medical emergency, and here's his address. Now, there's some bugs. You know, it's a new app. One of the things that it doesn't do yet, that from what I understand it will in future versions, is it only it thinks you're always at home. And so it doesn't use GPS yet. So it doesn't actually, if you were not at home, it would not tell the person that was being alerted that you're not at home. So there's still some problems. They're trying to work things out. But one of the other things they've got planned for the future of the Peacekeeper app is to add more activist kind of things like, you know, police harassment going on and let people respond to those things as well. Other categories of things that you can report to create that community of people who could respond to a medical emergency or who could respond to a home invasion or something like that rather than having to rely on these old networks of the police and sort of one size fits all system. Not to say that, you know, you.
I don't think that this replaces it, but it can be very helpful. The fact
it could be more helpful in that it could save your life.
The
cops coming into a situation, they don't know who you are. There are stories where the cops will show up at somebody's house and shoot the wrong guy.
Yeah, shoot the homeowner.
But if you have friends who are responding, obviously your friends aren't as likely to shoot you in a situation because they'll know it's you and they'll know who the other, who the home invader actually is in that circumstance. So it may actually, Peacekeeper may actually result in lives being saved as a result of the police not being there. If I had to choose, I would choose my friends rather than the police as far as protection services. And this also allows people with medical skills to respond rather than just the EMTs as well. So that's a real supplement that I think is it's a neat concept. Again, that's the Peacekeeper app. As we continue here with your calls and thoughts, Dave is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Dave.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Dave, good. Go ahead.
All right. there is a porn site out there that keeps banning people until the year 1969, and when they ban you, they say, oh, you can't even dispute the ban. It's just ridiculous, you know?
Are you upset because you got banned from a porn site?
You got banned from a porn site. Is that what you're saying, Dave?
Nope. No, let's say if you post something on there that they don't like, they ban you until the year 1969. And
now, wait, Dave, I want to know from you is, and I don't have much experience with porn sites. Do they actually have, like, forums on these porn sites?
What are you
sites?
Talking about with people on porn sites?
First of all, can you give us the name of the site without breaking the FCC rules on, like, profanity?
It's called motherless.com.
Okay. All right. So you managed to get banned from this website where they allow comments because you tend to be a little brusque. You tend to be kind of rude to people online, Dave. I mean, we've seen your behavior on the Free Talk Live forums.
But get this. But you always keep on mentioning proxpn.com. I actually have that proxpn.com where, you know, where it says, oh, you're something to be, you know. Yeah, I have proxpn. I like it a lot.
Right, because you're trying to get around the ban is what you're trying to do, is using ProXP. Yeah, he's laughing. He knows exactly what he's trying to do. Look, there's plenty of porn out there in the world, Dave. Why don't you just move on and go...
I want to bother these people!
No, but they ban you until the year 1969.
All right, you're repeating yourself. Well, thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Look, there's lots of porn, and it's free, so go and have fun. toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to a different Dave. This one's in New Hampshire. Sure, Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
I wanted to back up something Johnny Ray said the other night about he doesn't support police body cams.
Okay.
I didn't hear all of what he had to say, so my reason might be a little bit different. But in practice, I would oppose it too because it costs taxpayer dollars, at least directly.
What if they were sponsored? What if people raised the money to independently to get those cameras?
Yeah, that's different. I can't oppose that.
But what if they, for instance, released a bunch of nonviolent criminals in order to pay for it? Barack Obama, who suggested that the federal government will cover half, could also decide with a stroke of a pen to release a bunch of, I don't know, people who are selling marijuana that are in federal prison. They say 85% of federal prisoners are nonviolent offenses. He could just release some of those folks, and then that would cover many of the costs.
It would be better. But we got to be consistent in terms of how the ends can't justify the means. The means have to be the ends. So if we're using taxpayer dollars to fix a problem that we have, then that makes us almost as bad as the people we're supposed to be against.
If the money is the only objection, I don't think it's a particularly strong one because the point is they already have the money. So should they spend it on guns or cameras? Thanks for the call, Dave. I appreciate it. But I get the point. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous citrus season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here, 855-450-FREE. And that is a toll free number. You can also join us via Skype. Add username lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian here.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. And if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, if you appreciate that there is at least one show out there talking about police accountability and freedom and liberty and all kinds of different, you know, liberty-oriented perspective on various different issues on national radio on a seven-night-a-week basis, well, then you can get behind the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the amp-only Facebook group, the amp-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular commercials that our normal podcast does. There's also the amp-only phone lines, give you special lines on which you may call if you so choose, and more. There's more perks involved, but really the idea is to send $5 a month into Free Talk Live and help us get this idea, these ideas onto more radio stations, onto more internet connections, into more ears all around the world, and you get the perks too as well. Like the AmpOnly Facebook group is a pretty cool thing. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there with any major credit card through PayPal. You can also use Visa and MasterCard on our website. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com. It only takes a moment to sign up. If you enjoy, if you get $5 a month out of enjoyment out of the show, that's reason enough to do it. But if you can see the vision of having hundreds of thousands of more people, maybe even millions someday, of people listening to the ideas of liberty on a regular nightly basis, is that worth $5 a month to you? amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, your calls. Let's go to Larry, listening in Indianapolis to WIBC. Hello, Larry.
Welcome to Indianapolis and WIBC.
Hey, that voice sounds familiar. I think he used to listen to us over on WXNT, right, Larry?
I've listened to you for many years.
Right on, brother. Yeah, we used to be on a different station there, and now we are on the top talk radio station in Indianapolis. I'm so happy to be on WIBC. It's a great station and a great transmitter.
It's been around many years. And
yeah, great audience.
It's a good station.
So go ahead with your thoughts.
Here's what I'm thinking. It's really too late because we have a situation where we are locking people up for profit.
Now, I am not doing that.
No, well, they are, you know,
our
system, our government is.
Right.
We are the government.
No. Not me.
Well, okay, I'll take you out of it. I'll take myself out of it, too. But we're allowing people to do stuff for profit, which used to be a benevolent and a reformation deal. So what's happened is the slaves are on the outside paying for the people to get locked up until they get their turn to get in the lockup.
It's true. And then, your slaves on the outside and then slaves on the inside as well, because they'll put you to work in there.
Yeah, prison planet is what we're coming to. So I think we just well to get ready for it and admit it. I mean, they've already done it to colored people, so they're going to do it to everybody because it's such a hot lick. But all this stuff is going on, the gesture and the play acting that's going on in Washington, I see so many pundits fall into that trap of talking about what Pelosi or Elizabeth Warren. You know, I've been off the grid and off the television for 5 years, and I glimpsed Pelosi and Elizabeth Warren and them yesterday and some of the other leaders. They look like they are on some kind of a prescription drugs or something.
It's power. It's a power trip. It's a power trip. I mean, that's certainly the case. And congrats to you, by the way, for staying off of television for 5 years. I think that's an amazing feat.
I have been off of it because that is the main thing that's crucifying your mind and taking your cognition from you. And
I think people should stop watching TV and watch more or listen to Free Talk Live.
The radio.
You know, that's a good idea. Keep it as long as you keep it free talk. But I'm glad to see you on IBC because IBC is the big mama jamma here in town.
I just hope
you can get more time.
Larry, hey, yeah, well, thanks, man, and good to hear from you again. Call the program.
Give him a call.
Yeah, if you're listening in Indy and you want to hear more Free Talk Live, call the program director up over there at WIBC during the week on the business office line.
I know everybody at IBC.
Yeah, thank you. Just say thanks.
Thanks
for the call tonight, Larry. I appreciate it. You know, it makes a big difference, and that's not just in Indy. If you're anywhere in the United States, if you've got Free Talk Live on the air in your market on a talk radio station, call up during the week sometime or send an email to the program director. You know, go to their website, find the phone number, and give them a call and say thanks. You know, hey, I appreciate you airing Free Talk Live on your station. And then ask real nicely if you can have all 7 nights or as many of them as possible because, you know, some of our stations take us just 1 night a week. You know, they take us when they can because, you know, it's hard to jump in 7 nights a week right in the beginning, but being on usually 1 or 2 nights a week helps us get on more days, and you can help us with that. So thank you in advance if you do that. Makes a big difference for us. So let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Dave. He's in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Night of the Daves here tonight. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, you godless hippie heathen communist. How are you?
Well, a communist, not godless. Anyway,
no, I knew if I said that to the screener, I'd probably get on air quicker. It's a real honor to follow Larry, who voted for Obama at least 4 times in the last election. Larry, I hope you're doing okay, bud.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, we're both prolific callers to WXNT, except I've been thrown off of WXNT.
You mean the station that used to have Free Talk Live on, but is no longer an actual talk radio station because they were always at the bottom of the pack and they could never compete with WIBC.
But I just want to let you know, everybody that's going to call your show from Indianapolis didn't actually vote for Obama, myself included.
They did actually vote for Obama?
It's amazing.
How could you make that? I'm so confused about it. Like, it sounds like you're making inside jokes that, like, I'm not getting. Mark, do you understand this?
It's pretty obvious that that everybody in Indianapolis didn't vote for Barack Obama. I mean, everybody in Vermont didn't vote for Barack Obama. It was just 75% of the
people. I thought he said everyone who calls the show will have not voted for Barack Obama.
Well,
that's not necessarily true. We do have Indianapolis, Marion County, which is solidly blue, unfortunately. You know, it's like
I don't have any stake in this whole blue red nonsense. I mean, to me, they're all a bunch of crooks.
Anyway,
you got nothing to say to that, do you?
No, we're not all a bunch of crooks. Not all.
Oh, are you a politician? No, I said they, meaning the politicians. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Whoa. I didn't mean to say that everyone in Indianapolis was a crook. I meant to say the politicians, the reds and the blues, those people are the crooks.
It depends on who you're talking about. If you're talking about establishment GOP, yeah, I'm not a big fan. But if you're talking about Tea Party candidates, no, I think those are honest people, and which is why they're.
Well, that's just because they haven't gotten elected yet. You just don't know how many lies they're telling.
Yeah, I think that they're trying their best to change the system.
I think Trey Gowdy's doing a pretty good job right now.
Who's that?
Yeah, he's the guy that actually voted against funding Obamacare this time and funding the amnesty move from El Presidente. So,
but I think a lot of people doing that.
Yeah, there were a few. Not everybody followed John Boehner into the, you know, the great abyss.
The Tea Partiers don't impress me at all. They don't care about freedom. They only care about their freedom on some issues.
Oh, man, come on. Put the brush down for 2 seconds, okay?
What brush?
I mean, yeah, the brush you're using. You don't actually own a broad
brush.
Mask,
a broad brush.
I'm just guessing.
You don't actually walk around with one of those guy false masks.
He's got one hanging on the wall, dude.
I actually do.
Exactly. You can't be proud of some of our Indiana Republicans. You know, if people in Meridian Hills had actually voted for Murdoch, you would have been proud of him too. I think he would.
When
have, been
have the Republicans done anything to increase freedom in the United States in the last decade or two?
Which Republicans are you talking about?
Well,
any of them.
Any of them.
Talking about the Republicans that just funded Obamacare, or the ones that stood up and said, "No, this is the hill we need to die."
The ones that have increased freedom in the United States. Those are the ones I'm talking about. Where are they?
Weren't they in charge for like 6 years? In 2000 to 2006, weren't the Republicans in charge?
It takes time. We've got to shed off.
How many damn years do they need?
But you can't get in bed with these people then and expect to have success. I mean, I just don't.
If you want to form a third party, go right ahead, but you're going to set yourself back about
I agree with you on that. A third party is are not very successful.
Well,
I separate myself with the Tea Party. The Tea Party likes government when they like government, and they especially like government when they carry guns. And now that's what really sickens me.
Well, now,
government is inefficient.
What bothers you about people carrying guns? Who the people are?
They work for the government and they're unaccountable. I hate unaccountable people with weapons.
Okay, but why are you maligning the Tea Party for wanting to carry guns?
Because they love Border Patrol, they love the military, they've never found a war they didn't like.
Love the war on drugs.
It's guns.
You guys, pot just set you guys off, man. You're just so...
I haven't smoked marijuana in years. I don't know what you're talking about.
Brother, I've fired plenty of guns. I had an AK-47, a 1911...
What is the problem with putting the Marines on the southern border?
The problem with putting Marines inside the United States is posse comitatus.
Thanks, Dave, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Freedom. If you want freedom, you have to allow other people to be free. And one of the most basic forms of freedom is the freedom to go somewhere, you know, to walk across an imaginary line in the sand.
I want to know what they told the people in East Berlin about that wall they were building. Were they telling it was going to keep them safe from those bad capitalists in West Berlin? What were they saying exactly? Because it's scary, this whole idea of putting walls up and stuff.
All right, we'll come back with more. Your thoughts are welcome here on Free Talk Live. It's live Saturday edition. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday. These deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.